This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Halex's Hydration Help Desk. Call accepted.
Hello, Professor. Should I take a drink of water from a stream, like you see people doing in films when they're out in the countryside?
Well, it sounds like a lovely thing to do on a hot day, but not all water is clean, and drinking dirty water is a quick way to get very poorly. Whilst water in streams, ponds and lakes might look refreshing, it's rarely as fresh as it looks. It will contain many microorganisms like algae and bacteria, which can give you a very upset tummy. Sometimes there's a water fountain at the park that can be appealing if you've been running around getting hot. The water is usually clean enough to drink, but don't put your mouth on the spout or you'll be passing germs around. You might accidentally gulp a mouthful of water when swimming, but it's definitely best not to regularly swallow swimming pool water. Although it won't do you much harm, there may be hair or skin flakes, or even worse, from all those swimmers' bodies. Yuck. Your garden hose is also out of bounds, I'm afraid. The plastic parts are made of chemicals that can be harmful. Oh, looks like a storm. Now, rainwater makes up a large part of our water supply. And if you have a weather station in your garden, you might find a glass full of water sitting in the rainfall gauge. It probably looks lovely and clean. So what's wrong with taking a swig? Nanobot, can you help?
The trouble is that the container that the glass is in might not be clean. And as rain falls, it can pick up pollution particles from the air. The same goes for snow. Oh, it can be great fun to catch snowflakes on your tongue. And mountaineers often use snow as a source of water. Fresh snow is often very clean. But again, it can get contaminated from the air through which it fell or from things like the roads nearby.
So, whilst drinking rain and eating snow isn't likely to make you poorly, it's always better to use the taps in your house to pour yourself a drink. Care to pour us out a fun fact, Nanobot?
Scientists don't know exactly where all the water on Earth came from. Some think it's always been here. Others think that it came from outer space. Or more specifically, the Kuiper Belt. Billions of years ago, this region of the solar system sent enormous icy asteroids and comets crashing into planets. And in doing so, left icy deposits, which became oceans.
Maybe we should call water comet juice. Might make it more fun to drink.
Halex's Hydration Help Desk, with support from the Children's Health Fund. Find out more at funkidslive.com/halex.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.